Welcome to our Local Voices special presentation called A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. A Glance Back is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and local historian. Local Voices, A Glance Back, a two-hour program, airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. The show focuses on the music, radio features, and history of World War II and beyond as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you. And I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. From their idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. You, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower and your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching.
Take a glance at the past and present with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you. here again. All together shout it now, there's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days, happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone, there'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. So let us sing a song of happy cheer again. Happy, happy, happy days are here again.
You are listening to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP. Now, our local historian, Jim Steele, will take us back to the age of World War II.
Well, this week marks the 53rd anniversary of the assassination of U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Also known as Bobby Kennedy, he was shot and killed on June 5, 1968, by Palestinian Sirhan Sirhan in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he just finished making a presidential campaign speech. Well, investigators believe that he was assassinated for his political opinions, in addition to promises made while campaigning for President Kennedy. During the days in April 1968, after the assassination of Martin Luther King, he was a major supporter of racial equality. Kennedy had urged those who were rioting and setting fires after King's death to stop the violence and follow the peaceful, nonviolent teachings of King himself. Also, some of those in the CIA and outside it thought Kennedy was too soft on communism. Police in Los Angeles said that the diary of Kennedy's killer revealed that Kennedy's campaign promise to send 50 bombers to Israel did not sit well with him. Now, let's listen to portions of Robert Kennedy's presidential campaign speech given just 2 months before his assassination. Here he is, speaking in Indianapolis on April the 5th, 1968.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm only going to talk to you just for a minute or so this evening because I have some very sad news for all of you, and I think sad news for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country in greater polarization, black people amongst blacks, and white amongst whites, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that is spread across our land, with an effort to understand compassion and love. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. But we have to make an effort in the United States. We have to make an effort to understand, to get beyond or go beyond these rather difficult times. My favorite poem, my favorite poet was Aeschylus. He once wrote, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until in our own deep despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, and a feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black. So I ask you tonight to return home, to say a prayer for the family, Martin Luther King, yeah, it's true, but more importantly, to say a prayer for our own country, which all of us love, a prayer for understanding and that compassion that of which I spoke. We can do well in this country. We will have difficult times. We've had difficult times in the past, but we will have difficult times in the future. It is not the end of violence. It is not the end of lawlessness, and it's not the end of disorder. But the vast majority of white people and the vast majority of black people in this country want to improve the quality of our life and want justice for all human beings that abide in our land. And what dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people. Thank you very much.
That was Robert F. Kennedy speaking at a campaign rally in Indianapolis on April the 5th, 1968, just 2 months before he was assassinated. It was after a speech similar to this one that Saran Saran then fired 8 shots into the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. They struck Kennedy 3 times and injuring 5 others. Medical examiner said the first shot that was fired hit RFK in the head just behind the right ear, and then 2 other bullets were fired into his underarm area. The coroner's report said that the first bullet was the cause of Kennedy's death. And he was pronounced dead at 1:44 a.m. Pacific time on June the 6th, just 26 hours after having been shot. Later, police found a disturbing journal where Saran Aran had been living that repeated over and over that he needed to kill Kennedy. Authorities questioned him about the journal and the shooting, but Saran Aran claimed to have blacked out and said he did not remember the incident. Now let us listen to the touching eulogy given for Robert Kennedy by his brother, Senator Edward Kennedy, at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City on June the 8th, 1968.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
That was the eulogy given for Robert F. Kennedy by his brother at St. Patrick's Cathedral on June the 8th, 1968. Later in 1969, Saran was convicted of murdering Senator Kennedy and sentenced to death. His sentence was commuted to life in prison in 1972. Well, after the assassination, Congress altered the Secret Service's mandate to include protection for presidential candidates. Remaining candidates were immediately protected under an executive order issued by President Lyndon Johnson. This is Jim Steele reporting on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette.
That was our glance back in time with Jim Steele, president of the Boone Slick Historical Society. This series with Jim Steele will continue every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. during Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Underneath the lantern by the barricade, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. Was there that you whispered that you loved me, you'd always be my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Orders came for sailing somewhere over there, all confined to barracks. Was more than I could bear. I knew you were waiting in the street. I heard your feet, but could not meet. My lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Behind the line, even though we're parted, your lips are close to mine. You wait where that lantern softly gleams. Your sweet face seems to hold my dreams, my lily.
quite like that. I like that. I know it's tied like that.
It's time to take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back. Well, in 1533, Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII's new queen, is crowned. A little later, in 1537, Pope Paul III bans the enslavement of Indians in the New World. In 1539, Hernando de Soto claims Florida for Spain. In 1637, American settlers in New England massacre a Pequot Indian village. Jumping to 1641, Spain loses Portugal. In 1654, King Louis XIV is crowned King of France. In 1712, the Pennsylvania Assembly bans the importation of slaves. In 1717, the Freemasons are founded in London. Coming across the sea in 1775, the United Colonies changed their name to the United States. In 1789, the first U.S. Congressional Act on administering oaths becomes law. Jumping to 1851, Harriet Beecher Stowe publishes the first installment of Uncle Tom's Cabin in the National Era. In 1864, some 7,000 Union troops are killed within 30 minutes during the Battle of Cold Harbor in Virginia. Now in 1872, the Republican National Convention, the first major political party convention to include blacks, commences. In 1879, New York's Madison Square Garden opens its doors for the first time. In 1883, the first baseball game under electric lights is played in Fort Wayne, Indiana. In 1889, Johnstown, Pennsylvania is destroyed by a massive flood. In 1900, U.S. troops arrive in Peking to help put down the Boxer Rebellion. The Boxer Rebellion targeted Christians and foreigners and forced some of these to emigrate. In 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, better known as the NAACP, holds its first conference. 1911, gold discovered in Alaska's Indian Creek. Jumping to 1914, the first vessel passes through the Panama Canal. In 1915, a German Zeppelin makes an air raid on London during World War I. In 1919, the U.S. Senate passes the Woman's Suffrage Bill. In 1921, a race riot erupts in Tulsa, Oklahoma, killing 85 people. In 1923, in Italy, dictator Benito Mussolini grants women the right to vote. In 1924, the German Reichstag accepts the Dawes Plan, an American plan to help Germany pay off its war debts. Also in 1924, the United States grants full citizenship to American Indians. In 1930, frozen foods are sold commercially for the first time. In 1932, more than 7,000 war veterans march on Washington, D.C., demanding their bonus pay for service during World War I. In 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt signs the Securities Exchange Act, establishing the Securities and Exchange Commission. In 1940, the German Luftwaffe hits Paris with 1,100 bombs. In 1940, the British complete the evacuation of 300,000 troops at Dunkirk. Also in 1940, the German army begins its offensive in southern France. In 1944, D-Day, Operation Overlord, lands 500,000 Allied American, British, and Canadian troops on the beaches of Normandy in German-occupied France. 1947, Secretary of State George C. Marshall signs what becomes known as the Marshall Plan, a program intended to assist European nations, including former enemies, to rebuild their economies. In 1953, North Korea accepts the United Nations proposals in all major respects. In 1954, Senator Joseph McCarthy charges that there are communists working in the CIA and the atomic weapons plants. In 1955, the Supreme Court orders that states must end racial segregation with, quote, all deliberate speed. In 1962, Adolf Eichmann, the former SS commander, is hanged near Tel Aviv, Israel. In 1963, Governor George Wallace vows to defy an injunction ordering integration of the University of Alabama. 1965, astronaut Edward White becomes the first American to walk in space when he exits the Gemini 4 space capsule. In 1968, Sirhan Sirhan shoots Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy after Kennedy's victory in the pivotal California primary election. In 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono record Give Peace a Chance. In 1973, Doris A. Davis becomes the first African-American woman to govern a city in a major metropolitan area when she is elected mayor of Compton, California. In 1978, the U.S. reports finding wiretaps in the American Embassy in Moscow. Jumping to 1979, Zimbabwe proclaims its independence. And in 1981, Israeli F-16 fighter bombers destroy Iraq's only nuclear reactor. Looking now to 1988, President Ronald Reagan arrives in Moscow, the first American president to do so in 14 years. Then in 1989, the Chinese government begins its crackdown on pro-democracy activists in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Hundreds are killed and thousands are arrested. In 2004, former U.S. President Ronald Reagan dies at age 93. Reagan was 40th President of the United States. Tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back.
Thank you. The boys were hanging around camp that night, wondered what tomorrow'd bring. A banjo chord came through the blue, and I heard somebody sing. Little bit lonesome, little bit blue, cleaning my rifle and dreaming of you. Beautiful memories come into view while cleaning my rifle and dreaming of you. That goodbye kiss you left on my lips is still just like new, and the dream you left in my heart will someday come true. But in the meantime, think of me, too, cleaning my rifle and dreaming of you.
He's just a crazy guy. To me, he means a million other things. For he's the one who taught this happy heart of mine to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he does above, I wouldn't have him change it for a king. An ordinary fellow in the uniform I love, he wears a pair of silver wings. I'm so full of pride when we go walking. Every time he's home on leave, he, with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver pride when we go walking. Every time he's home on leave, he with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of
travel back in time with us with this special edition of Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
I dreamt Uncle Sam was talking to the thunder of marching feet. And here's what he seemed to be saying to the soldier and the man on the street. Why are we working and fighting like we never did before? Oh, we wanna make sure, we're gonna make sure there'll never be another war. Why will we follow old glory where the flames and cannon roar? Oh, we wanna make sure, we're gonna make sure there'll never be another war. We're in line, we're all in line, and we're gonna keep our eye on the ball. You can bet we're in the threat to life and liberty once and for all. When we've destroyed those destroyers, there'll be peace forevermore. Oh, we're gonna make sure, we're gonna make sure there'll never be another war. Listen, Americans, you've got the right to say the things you want to say, and you're entitled to it. You've got the right to pray the way you want to pray, and you're entitled to it. You've got the right to live beneath a peaceful sky above. You've got the right to work and play and sing and laugh and love, and you're entitled to it. But today, there are those who would take those rights away. Today, the world is threatened by human beasts of prey. Today, we've got to unite and fight to defend each precious right from the forces of destruction. Then all the downtrodden people will be free from fear once more, and we'll bury the sword with the help of the Lord. There'll never be another war.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Sleep? Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
You've been listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.